Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and now you're your host, DeAndre Evans, and you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. Let's get it.
Hey, what's going on, ladies and G's? Hope you all having a great week and making moves out there. You probably hear a lot of background noise shortly here. I'm currently at the airport getting ready to catch a flight within the next 5 to 10 minutes, but I had to tune in on this Monday night, Tuesday morning for a lot of you and let you all know that I will be broadcasting every Monday and Friday at the moment and may sneak in a Wednesday every now and then due to the amount of responses I received from all of you over the last few days here. And as usual, I'll be diving into some real life situations and how to mentally maneuver through all the challenges that may come your way in order for you to go ahead and be great and accomplish everything you seek. And in order to do that, we all must be transparent, not just within ourselves when it comes to who we are and what we stand for, but what is being projected out to the masses every time we're out in the workplace or even on social media. Being transparent is one of the most important things when it comes to communication and appealing to others. If you're not open and honest with your customers or clients, let alone family and friends, how will you be able to be trusted about anyone? See, when you're transparent, you invite trust by revealing that you have nothing to hide. You establish yourself as an honest, credible person in the eyes of others. The prospect of being open and vulnerable may make you nervous in the beginning, but the digital revolution has made transparency a matter of survival, guys. A transparent leader is not someone who indulges in a culture of oversharing, vomiting every intimate detail of this day on social media. Transparency is a strategic, targeted, and purposeful thing. Can I be honest? I'm not perfect. I fuck up a lot. I make a lot of mistakes daily. I know many of us are tuning in and we aim to be the best and most only showcase the good or the bad. But the thing is, everything you have been through, whether it was tough or easy, has gotten you to where you are and has probably made you better over the years. It's more about what you can do for others than what you can do for yourself. I'm noticing the behavior of many of you changing rapidly as the days continue. I'm sure many of us were taught to, suck it up or don't tell anyone or it doesn't matter and it's going to be okay. Shit happens, instead of let it out and share your thoughts and be open and share your opinions, right? See, I'm more receptive when it comes to people's views because I realize we all go through similar situations just at different times. Instead of judging the next person or worrying about something, I take a step back and try to understand why Emily is feeling this way or why Chris didn't respond back with a yes and instead gave me a no. See, instead of being on the defense all day, every day, I need to relax and go on the offense. What I mean by that is share your trials and tribulations because what you have went through may just be the blessing someone else need in order to get through the same similar situation. We won't quit our day jobs. Instead, we quit our day dreams. We avoid our purpose. We divorce our passion. You call off the search for your power and you quit believing you're great. When you shut down and isolate yourself from being transparent, see, Yeah, I know. We all dislike change, but we all seek it. We all want it, but in order to have it, we must be voiceful. Create a voice where it's a catalytic voice that accelerates your mission, or an authentic voice that grants your future access. But whatever you do, don't let someone or something stop you from being transparent with yourself. See, it's not that you can't hear your voice or your thoughts. It's just that it doesn't sound like you because you're so busy listening to others. You are the most important audience member of all. If your truth calls you in the middle of life's forest, then how are you able to hear it, right? How's it going? Sorry, guys. I'm tuning into the podcast here. I appreciate it. Have a good one. And diving back on what I was saying, guys, you have to be, you know, your most important audience at the end of the day, because...
Hey, sorry about that, guys. Got disconnected. I was entering this terminal here, getting ready to board this flight. But like I was saying, you are your most important audience member of all, right? If the truth calls in the middle of life's forest, you're not even there to hear it. So what's the point of showing up to life if you don't announce that you're there, right? See, what's the point of having a story if you're not willing to share it? Because you're too scared to talk your walk, huh? You must understand that the first step when determining your true voice is listening to others and develop your own. When they tell you talk is cheap, you tell them silence is unaffordable. So as we tackle 2018 and dominate everything we touch, just remember to be voiceful, because you are what you say. So don't say what you do until you do what you are. Only will your actions move with your words, will your words move others to action.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Getting ready to take off here shortly, actually heading out to Dallas. By the time you hear this, I will already be there, but hopefully I was able to provide some type of value and insight on actually how to be transparent amongst not just your family and friends, but amongst peers as well, as you move forward in 2018 and accomplish all of your goals and what you seek. With that being said, if you guys enjoy this segment, feel free to share it, pass it along, and let me know what you thought. Peace.